This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three, you can call in and join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, what town in Maryland had the brilliant idea of raising property taxes on businesses to encourage businesses to come to town?
To me, it sounds like all towns in Maryland.
The article here from Washington Post, and this is actually a story about some businesses that are suing the town of Seat Pleasant, Maryland, for an approximately eightfold property tax increase that they allege was unlawful and designed to shut down their businesses. You heard that right. Eightfold. So nearly 800% increase on the property tax. The owners of a discount market, a Chinese takeout restaurant, and a liquor store say officials violated the city's charter and state and federal laws when they created an ordinance that set the property taxes of certain businesses soaring. Stephen Franco, who owns the discount market, said the special revitalization tax is part of an attempt by Seat Pleasant leaders to lower the value of property so the cities can buy the buildings for their own use. Franco said you can't attract businesses like this. The city property tax last year jumped from $5,991 to $55,019.
Wow.
Dwarfing the $18,269 property tax he pays to Prince George's County, he says it's backwards economic thinking. Mayor Eugene Grant, a fierce and at times controversial politician who made headlines 2 years ago for governing from a pop-up tent after he was ousted from City Hall, declined comment through a spokeswoman citing the pending litigation. His 2018 budget says the special revitalization tax on five business owners will, quote, benefit the entire city by generating more than $250,000 in new revenue per year.
See?
We're helping businesses by increasing taxes by 800% on certain businesses.
Yeah.
See, it's almost like the George Bush statement of, I'm violating the free market to save the free market.
I had to check it out and see where Seat Pleasant is because that did not ring a bell. But it's inside the Beltway. So the D.C. Beltway encompasses D.C. and most of the close suburbs. And that's southeast. So there you go.
The article continues. Grant, in an October interview with NBC4 Washington, said all of these dollars are necessary for us to provide efficient and effective services for the residents of Seat Pleasant. But according to the city's charter, special assessments can be levied on properties only if the funds will specifically benefit those properties for purposes such as building curbs or paving sidewalks, and if the property owners are given advance notice and a right to appeal. Franco says they're violating their own law.
No.
Pretrial hearing was scheduled for April 2nd, so this article, not exactly, you know, completely up to date. But still, this is ridiculous that they would wind up raising taxes on five businesses by 800%.
You sound so surprised. This just doesn't surprise me.
No.
Call me
it
Jade.
It surprises me that they only raised it on five businesses. If they raised property taxes on everybody, that would not surprise me because that happens all the time.
Right, but look at the story we just talked about in Seattle, you know, talking about Amazon and how they're levying this tax, $500 per person on companies that have annual sales in excess of $20 million.
Right.
So, again, you're applying a, you know, a harsh tax on a limited number of people. And are those companies in Seattle going to benefit from this? No, the people that are supposed to benefit from this insanity are the homeless and the people that can't find affordable housing. It's nuts.
In court filing, Seat Pleasant officials maintain they followed proper procedure in enacting the ordinance and did not violate the city's charter. City Attorney Jason DeLoach said that Seat Pleasant is drafting a proposed settlement agreement, but added, "We think we're on solid legal footing."
Hold on, you can't say "we think" and
no,
solid.
You can say whatever.
No, but solid legal footing. Did solid. Solid. It's not like if you use the term solid legal footing, that's a definitive phrase. But
right.
Then when you throw in that "we think," you're really not on solid legal footing.
I'm going to defend City Attorney Jason DeLoach here for a moment.
Yellow card.
Because, again, he's an attorney.
And paid for that, yeah.
Attorneys wind up writing out things that they think are good legal arguments, and then it's up to a judge to determine which legal argument is better. And both sides are going to think that they have the right legal footing.
Yeah.
The Seat Pleasant Council introduced the tax ordinance on May 8th and adopted it a week later. And again, May 8th of last year, because May 8th of this year has not yet happened. At a public hearing, Franco says he and other property owners did not know about none of the council's seven members responded to interview requests. The buildings involved in the lawsuit are clustered near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway and Eastern Avenue, which straddles the district line and an area that has long struggled with crime and poverty. Franco, whose crowded store sells a wide variety of things, including clothes, snacks, and computers, said prostitutes and drug users often stand in his parking lot. The store manager wears a gun on his hip and a badge showing he's a special police officer. Franco said, "I'm all for improvement. Based on its geography, this area could be a powerhouse. His family has been in the discount store business for decades and had a store in the Skyland area of Southeast Washington that closed to make way for new development." He says, "But that's not how you do it." And then they talk about a couple of the other businesses here, the ethnicity of the area. DeLoach called the allegations of discrimination ridiculous, adding, "We take offense to that. It's not what the city is doing." The Chen's property tax raised from $1,700 to $14,000 at one property and from $2,100 to $17,000 at the other.
It sounds like it is absolutely discriminatory towards people that are successful. So you have an impoverished area. It sounds like there's a few businesses that do very well.
Right.
And it sounds like government is going after the small business owners because they have some cash. You know, that's it.
Right. Heard talking about the family that owns the properties here. Kathy Chen's father is 64 years old. He's worried that he's having trouble sleeping. She says, "We love this community, and that's why we've never left. Why do they pick on us? Why?" The lawsuit filed by Franco, the Chens, and another filed by MLK LLC, which owns a vacant building across the street, alleges the city violated state and federal laws by depriving the property owners of their rights to due process and equal protection under the law. The properties will be sold in a county auction in May if the business owners do not pay the property theft. Franco said he so far has declined to pay because he did not want the city to have the additional funds, but he's prepared to fork over the money if he needs to avoid his business being sold. Franco said, "The last thing I would do now is consider the city buying it. They would just sit down, or rather, they should just sit down and talk to me, and we could have worked this out."
And no need. Government knows best.
No.
Again, Daryl, I was being facetious.
Yes. I figured you were, but maybe people listening might not realize that your tongue was planted firmly in your cheek when you said that.
Yes. And anytime I say anything really complimentary about government, realize that that is with tongue. tongue firmly in cheek.
Yeah, and since this article is from mid-March, I am curious if there's an update to it. So I'll take a look into that. Plus, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there was something out of California. I forget what it was. But it's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't let it sneak up on you, and then you've got to hit the panic button. A lot of times people get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60, or you grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as you are, and as special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to mom, and they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%. Books.com. BOUQS.com.
Yeah, so changing gears a little bit here. There is a ruling out of the California Supreme Court that could force Uber, Lyft to convert drivers to employees.
Now, this seems to completely contradict a federal ruling that we covered a couple of weeks ago, where the federal judge said, or I think it was a panel of federal judges, that said that drivers for Uber and Lyft are contractors, that they do not qualify as employees.
Yeah, and that's why we call the things that come out of courts opinions.
Yes.
So one side has one opinion, another side has another, but in this case...
And all of the lawyers feel that they're on solid legal ground.
That they do. Solid legal ground. The California Supreme Court has ruled that it will now be harder for employees to formally classify their workers as independent contractors rather than employees. This does not surprise me as somebody who has done work in California. The court's Monday opinion in Dynamex versus Superior Court of Los Angeles County could have a profound impact on many tech companies like Uber, Lyft, Instacart, and others that provide on-demand services. Dynamex is a courier and delivery company based in Kent, Washington. The overwhelming majority of gig economy companies' workers are not employees, and so they do not get any health, retirement, unemployment, or other benefits that typically come with full-time employment.
Right, and let me explain why they are not legally classified as employees. Because they set their own hours. They are not told this is when you show up. They are not told this is how many hours you work today. They set their own hours. They set their own schedules. They, by definition, are contractors.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You have choices. When you go to work for someone, you can choose to work for them, or you can choose not to work for them. It should be a voluntary exchange of services,
right, and
for compensation.
Let me give another couple of examples of jobs that are contractors, not employees. Paper delivery people. They're contractors.
Right.
Even though they might have a specified time of day that, you know, hey, you've got to have all the papers delivered by X time. They are hired out as contractors. They
right.
do not actually work for the newspaper company.
Correct. And there are a lot of jobs like that, and there is this new gig economy where people are willing to, you know, work with these types of companies to get services that aren't available through companies that just have employees. So I always think of the example of, like, taxis versus Uber or Lyft.
Well,
taxi drivers may be just contractors too, but
right.
we've
had a lot of people call in to say that taxi drivers are contractors, that
yeah.
they are renting the car.
So yeah. then do Uber drivers and stuff, do they get 1099s and have to like pay
yes.
them that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Although and the court found, quote, although in some circumstances classification as an independent contractor may be advantageous to workers as well as to businesses, the risk that workers who should be treated as employees may be improperly misclassified as independent contractors is significant in light of the potentially substantial economic incentives that a business may have in mischaracterizing some workers as independent contractors. Such incentives include the unfair competitive advantage that the business may obtain over competitors that properly classify similar workers as employees and that thereby assume the fiscal and other responsibilities and burdens that an employee owes to its employees, unquote. And this is, I gotta say it, it's typical California. So when I worked for a large company, there was always debates about whether a person was even if they were a salaried, should they be paid for overtime because of California law? And right. What types of jobs qualified as an exempt position versus a non-exempt position, and all this crazy stuff.
Right, and there was actually some kind of federal ruling, I think it was towards the end of the Obama administration, that luckily the Department of Labor said, yeah, you can't actually wind up implementing that, that would have, raised the minimum that salaried employees had to be paid in order to not be paid overtime.
Yeah, so they do that, and it all really had to come down to responsibilities and things like that of what they actually did on the job, and it was a nightmare with huge financial implications.
But this policy that got shot down just said any management person,
if you made under $75,000 or $100,000 a year.
And because I'm on the board of directors of the local community access television station, we were scrambling of, are we going to have to basically double the salary of the executive director,
right,
or pay him overtime because he's working 10 hours? You know, he admitted, I work 50 hours a week.
Right.
So then we were calculating, and it was going to be more expensive to pay him hourly overtime than it would have been to almost double his salary. But again, luckily, the Department of Labor said, yeah, you can't actually implement this because it, you know, is like an illegal minimum wage something.
Right. That's good. Numerous employment law experts that Ars, and this is Ars Technica where the story comes from, that Ars spoke with said that the new opinion could end up being a moment of reckoning for Silicon Valley. Among those who we spoke with is Shannon Lisa Riordan, a Boston-based labor lawyer who has brought numerous cases against Uber, Grubhub, and others. Quote, the test will provide much stronger worker protections and make it extremely difficult for companies to classify their workforce as independent contractors, as many employees have been trying to do, and unfortunately, many courts have allowed them to get away with it. Liz Rorden said in an email to Ars, quote, under this test, if the work is performed within the usual course of a company's business, the worker is an employee. And that is just insanity. And again, if you want to run one of these insane cases, you go to California to get it before the courts.
And I want to pick apart what you said. If the work is performed within the usual course of the company's business, that person's an employee.
Yep, there you go.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with 1-800-676-9879. one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and talk with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But maybe you're one of those people that, you know, you don't like talking to people with your voice, but you don't mind, you know, using a keyboard. Well, luckily, we have a forum. Actually, there are multiple forums within the forum. Go to forum.freetalklive.com and join other Free Talk Live listeners. There are some hosts, and there's much more there at forum.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this ruling out of the California Supreme Court that completely goes against what the federal courts ruled just a couple of weeks ago, where the federal courts ruled that people driving cars for Uber and Lyft were rightly considered contractors. The California Supreme Court, however, decided, no, you're an employee. And to quote one of the lawyers for the people bringing the lawsuit against Uber and Lyft, lawyer Shannon Liz Riordan, she said, quote, "Under this test, if the work is performed within the usual course of the company's business, the worker is an employee."
So almost by default, every possible independent contractor that ever took a job would now be an employee.
Right.
I mean, so because why are they going to hire somebody who's going to do independent contract work that has nothing to do with your business?
The guy that fills up the cola machines.
Right.
The guy that delivers cola to businesses. So the guy that
that sells,
takes,
that
you
sells
know, like the,
cola?
The sure. pallets of cola to Walmart or Aldi or Target or wherever. Is he an employee of Target and the Coke distribution? Because, you know, bringing in the pallets of Coke is part of the business of Target, to where they have to have product to sell the product.
Right. So the real question, and this is the battle.
Every truck driver would be classified an employee for everybody that they drive product for?
I'm going to posit that the state hates independent contractors because...
Except for when they don't.
It hates independent contractors because it's much more difficult to get taxes out of them. And if you're just getting 1099s and the state doesn't get all the filings there, then the state is upset. If you are a 1040 employee, they're going to take the money before you get a chance. So basically, this is almost a question philosophically of voluntary taxation versus involuntary taxation.
Right, but
does that make sense?
It does, but let me argue the point that I made of they hate the contractors except for when they don't.
Sure.
So, for instance, building contractors. You know, you don't want to necessarily say that, oh, the guy that's doing the sidewalk, you, Chris, have to create a business and hire him as your employee because he's doing your sidewalk. But in most places, that guy's got to go get a permit. And so
right.
The state is getting all kinds of money from those independent contractors.
Well, one could argue that now, even if the contractors hire independent contractors to do the work, they can no longer do that based on this insane opinion that comes out of the California Supreme Court.
Right. And this is why California is splitting up.
Possibly.
This is why nobody's really...
California, I mean, some of the stuff that comes out of that state is just crazy.
Well, and it's insanely expensive. I mean,
right.
And Californians sometimes just don't see this stuff. And I'm going to stereotype here. I'm sorry, but, you know, it is it's a community that feels that they want to demonstrate how much they care for everyone and care for the little guy. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's unfair that an Uber driver doesn't get benefits and he doesn't get health care and he doesn't get all this stuff. Well, from the Uber guy's point of view, number one, maybe he doesn't need all that stuff, or maybe he's not willing to accept the cut in pay that comes with all those benefits.
Right.
When we talk about compensation, we have to look at the entire package of compensation.
Wait,
so if your salary is $50,000 a year, then likely 33% of that, in addition to that, is going to go towards benefits. That's typical for employees. It's
right.
About a third, say 20 to 40%. In the case of an independent contractor, he can ask for 30% higher than his base salary, take it all in cash, decide how he wants to spend it, and the company's getting a deal because, hey, maybe they're getting the same thing for, you know, 3% less or 7%, 6%, something like that. Go ahead, Heather.
No, I'm just, like, frustrated. It's, like, the one thing I think that, like, when it comes to regulation of, like, jobs, the government does a terrible job.
They do.
Like, it's crazy to even think about, you know, that, like, it's working so well right now, Uber. Like, why screw with it? You know what I mean? It's like the Airbnb thing where they tried
right.
to, like, come in on that. And, like, it's just like these are jobs that
right.
were created, and now you're trying to
and
take them away.
Some of the government regulations to try to prohibit Airbnb-style things have been written in such a way as to where technically it makes it illegal to rent your house or apartment to someone for the month of February.
You mean so we couldn't squat at the congressman's office?
No, so some of the regulations...
Wait, who's the chair there that the speaker there that you said?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan. Okay. Said, yeah, we couldn't Airbnb Paul Ryan's office.
Right, but no, so some of the regulations have said that rentals of less than 30 days are prohibited, which means if you do a month-to-month lease, you are prohibited by law in some places from renting for the month of February because February has less than 30 days. Let's go to the phones where we've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned about this, the overtime and the way the ruling stated right now with they're out there doing law enforcement. They're mandating the overtime, and then to get around on it, if, say, you work, say, 16, which after 16 you got to do double, maximum you could do is, well, 16 hours in a day. What they're doing at the end of the week, they come in and they say, oh, we're flexing you out, so you lose all your overtime. You lose all your overtime for a 40-hour week because anything after 40 hours, you get paid overtime.
Right. So there are some places that will do anything over 8 hours in a day as overtime. Other places, it's anything over 40 hours in a week. So you're saying if you work a double shift today and a double shift tomorrow, you work 8 more hours and then they say take the rest of the week off?
Or they'll do is they'll work it out to where they'll overlap it, because a lot of times they just change a lot of the times where the week ends.
Right.
So they went from where it would end on Sunday, they went to Saturday. But the way the schedule would work, say if you were going to get any overtime, the way it would do it, they would overlap you on Saturday or Sunday the previous day, so that they would mess you out of your overtime for that pay period.
Right. Right.
And it's really gotten bad, guys. It really has. In the private institutions, like the private, prisons and stuff, it's even worse. It's gotten to a point to where law enforcement guys, and if you refuse overtime, you're subject to possible suspension and termination.
Yeah. It's not surprising, and
I'm surprised the union wouldn't stick up for you on refusing overtime, or that the union hasn't somehow said anything over 8 hours in a day is automatic. Patrick, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Uber and Lyft drivers? Should they be employees? Should they be contractors? Should the government even be involved in the decision? This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com sunnybayheatingpads.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the call-in number where if you call in right now, we might be able to get to you. Again, 855-450-FREE. And coming up this November, I'm going to be running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon.
Go, Daryl!
I'm going to be doing so as a member of Team Innocence Project.
Nice.
The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA in our relentless pursuit of justice. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years just to get permission from the court to even do the DNA testing. And Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Sadly, Tony's case is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases, leading to the exoneration and freedom of more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years combined. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, New Mexico, we're number one now in pedestrian fatalities per population. It's like 3 people for every 10,000 people. Boom.
And do you know what number New Hampshire is, where this show is coming from?
No, I don't know what your ranking is. Probably like really low. You know, there's not.
We are 50th. We are the safest place for pedestrian deaths by automobile.
And the thing that they call a city that is basically a large town where we're broadcasting from is ranked as the most walkable city in New England.
Wow. So when are you moving out here? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what? I believe that, you know, I'm here because of my cost of living. I only get, you know, $735 on ISFI. So the, you know, the food's cheap, the rent is cheap, but I have to, you know, deal with cars that kill me every day. I guess that's
right. So the question is how much is your life worth?
Well, you know what? Then I get the mild winters. So, you know, that's basically a trade-off. But I'm really here. You know why? Because of we're going to have a polarity switch, and I'm going to be above water. All the other places are going to literally sink.
She's talking about the potential for a shift in the poles of magnetic north and magnetic south, which is every few hundred, somewhere up to every 800,000 right years. There's a lot of conjecture right now that this is on the brink of happening.
Hold on. Does the flip of polarity somehow cause pedestrians to be hit by cars because cars are made of metal and metal gets attracted to magnets?
No. What brings up a fascinating thing, which has to do with sea levels. So do you believe that we will be underwater and you will remain dry there?
Well, that's what I'm speculating. It's every 11,000 years, and the continent of Atlantis will resurface. But, you know,
where are you getting this information?
Yeah, because you and Daryl are from there, right? Because you both have dreams about flying.
We know Daryl's
remember
an
that?
Atlantean.
Remember right, that?
I do.
All of us, most of all Americans had lifetimes in Atlantis. So there was Mood Island, the Mood, Lemuria.
Where are you getting this information?
I don't care. I find it fascinating. Don't you, Heather?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if you guys were neighbors when you lived in Atlantis.
Yeah.
You guys probably lived like somewhere close.
Well, all of us, that's why we have high technology like self-driving cars and cell phones. These are all the, you know, kind of like Atlanteans, what Atlanteans would do.
So they had these things. So I could just, you know.
They had objects that flies above the water, above the land.
The Jetsons. Remember that old cartoon?
Right. Or were they like hovercrafts?
Yeah, hovercrafts.
Have you ever heard the theory that the Flintstones was actually set in the future, not in the actual Stone Age?
I believe.
Because, like, everything was a play on things that existed today.
It already happened, right?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I think you may be onto a few things.
I think she might be on something. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Man, right when we were getting into the meat of it.
You know,
I mean, that's really...
She's a vegetarian, so there was no meat involved.
thank you, Rimshot. So are we going to go back to my article for a little bit?
Yeah, do you want to jump back into that?
Sure.
Because I'm trying to find pedestrian fatality info, and it seems like everything's a couple years behind.
I know I posted one because it did show that New Hampshire is the safest place. But we've been talking about this story, which talks about a ruling that came out of the California Supreme Court, an opinion that basically says that almost anybody who has previously been a independent contractor can be considered an employee, which has huge economic impacts on lots of businesses, particularly those in the gig economy. So think of Uber and think of Lyft and things like that.
So you know what? Let's actually jump back into because I found preliminary data from like February of this year.
Are you back on the Sarah call?
The pedestrian.
Yes, he totally was like, go into your article. Not.
No way.
So I stumbled across, they have counties with the largest numbers of pedestrian fatalities. Number one is Los Angeles County. Number two, Maricopa County of Arizona. Harris County and Dallas County in Texas, Miami-Dade in Florida, Cook County, Illinois, which is where Chicago is, San Diego County, California, Bear County, Texas, which is San Antonio, Broward, Florida, and Orange, California. None of those are the county that Albuquerque is in, and none of those are in New Mexico at all. So even though New Mexico has that 3.4 pedestrian fatalities per 10,000, Albuquerque is not the place where everybody winds up getting run over.
Right.
I just like pointing out facts whenever Sarah calls in with her alternatives.
I understand, Daryl.
I heard like the most dangerous place for a pedestrian is a parking lot.
I believe that.
Supermarkets.
Yeah, or like a Walmart parking lot or things like that. Those are the places that I am the most careful driving.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just a billion directions people could come out and hit you. But back into our story.
Yes.
So we heard about this from one attorney who was very much for it. So we're going to follow this up by talking to another attorney who is also very much for it. Byron Goldstein, an Oakland-based attorney who also has brought cases against startups over labor issues, agreed.
I feel like I already don't like him just because of his name, Byron Goldstein.
Yeah. There are many tech companies cheating the law, their workers, and their competitors because they misclassify their workers. Unquote, he emailed Ars, and that's Ars Technica, where the story comes from, quote, because this decision provides clarity regarding whether a worker isn't an employee, those companies should understand they do not get a free pass merely because they write software, unquote.
Well, I don't think that's why they're saying that they get a quote-unquote free pass. They're not saying, hey, we wrote a program. Give us a free pass.
And as far as providing clarity, no, you didn't provide clarity. By government decree, you were making a huge broad brush stroke across one of the more interesting aspects of our marketplace, to me, is the gig economy.
See, Chris, it's clear that if you give money to somebody for a good or service, they're your employee. So,
right, I just have to hire them.
When you go to Ruby Tuesdays or whatever restaurant and you give money to the server, they're your employee. You have to go file an LLC.
Oh, mine. And great.
Well, you're the one paying them.
Right. For the purpose of food.
Right. But, you're also tipping them, so you're leaving that 18% on top of your bill.
25. I'm a good tipper, Daryl.
They are your employee. Very briefly.
Crazy.
But you can't fire them at the end of the night because we have laws against you firing employees.
Of course.
This has been Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow because we're here every night of the week and always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.